Arnett.
You're alive.
I am. Who is this?
This is Bob from RDI.
Oh, hey.
All I can picture after talking to your wife was you looking like a beached whale lying in the lying in the driveway.
that's what it was. If you've ever been to, was that Pier 39 or whatever it is out there in San Francisco?
No.
It's some kind of famous thing out there. We've been there once. Well, the seals are up on the, I don't know how they get up there, but they're up on the deck there. And that's what I felt like, them rolling around. I was begging for somebody to come help me, and they were, they begged for food. So.
Did you have your phone on you?
I had it in my hand, but when I fell, it slid across the ice away from me. So
how long were you laying out there?
45 minutes.
Jesus. What was the temperature?
33, 34 degrees.
Good Lord.
And laying on the ice. So it wasn't comfortable.
I can imagine.
I'm still kind of stove up today.
Yeah.
I don't think I broke anything. My hip hurts, but I'm not gonna go see about it until I, determine that it's not just bruised.
Right. Yeah.
I guess I should, but.
So your wife called the neighbor?
I'm able to walk. Yeah, I'd gotten up early and taken her to her hair appointment.
Right.
And, she was at the hairstylist, and I'd gone back home to get my stuff and finished getting ready. I was headed to the vehicle. I was going to go get us some coffee and pick her up. And 45 minutes later, she calls to tell me that she's ready to go. I said, I'm laying on the ice for the last 45 minutes.
Unbelievable.
I was lucky, but anyway, I'm going to be all right.
All right. I just want to figure I'd call back today to see if how you were the next day. Yeah. Normally the next day is when you really feel it.
I feel it.
having done stupid things myself, I know that.
Yeah.
And the older I got, it was like, why the hell does this hurt? You know, sometimes you look at something and you say, how the hell did I? Wait a minute. Oh yeah, I did. I did that. You bumped into something and you got this big bruise now, and it's like, you know, there's always a root cause to it. But yeah, I've taken a couple of falls. I fell in the driveway a couple of years ago on ice. I slipped it, but I was out there with my son-in-law and his friend. We had moved some stuff out there, and my feet went right out from under me, and I landed and hit my back and the back of my head. Fortunately, I had a hoodie, a winter coat on with a hood on it, and so that took the. I didn't have the hard impact on the back of my head, but my son-in-law was terrified. He looked at the situation and he said, "Oh my God!" And he goes running towards me. And I popped right back up again. I stood up. I said, no, I'm fine. And I, for the moment, I think the adrenaline buzzed in, and I was fine because I could get myself back up again. And then the next day, oh, my God, did I ache everywhere. Every part of my body ached.
It didn't take till the next day. Yesterday, when I realized, you know, it all happened. Such a split second. But
of course.
I have, over the last, what has it been now, almost 3 years since I had my knee replacement.
Yeah.
I know that I have to protect that.
Right.
And so when I was going down, I made sure that I didn't go totally down on that knee.
Yeah.
Which actually put me more on the knee that I'm going to have surgery on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of in an awkward position, and so I hit on my, I hit on my butt first, and my knee, and I was kind of in an awkward position. So my hip and my knee on my right side are aching pretty good today. And when I got up this morning, up under my arm, and I don't know whether that was for me trying to pull up when I finally got where I could get some leverage up against my truck tire. If I pull something there, but anyway, and then my knee that I have had the replacement in, it's a little tender today. Right, kind of on the inside where the when you're sitting with your knee bent on the bottom side. Other than that, I think I'm all right.
Yeah.
My hip has, I have a little concern about it because it hurts pretty good in one spot. But I'm able to walk, and it doesn't hurt to walk.
You pull every muscle in your body, you know, because you're trying to prevent more damage, and, you know, there's all kinds of things going on, little things you don't realize that, you know, are just pulled or sore or something that, you know, it's going to be that way. Unfortunately for us at our age, when something like that happens, it's typically something that takes, you know, younger people take a day or two to feel better, and with us it's a week or two.
I'm at that age where it's going to take a week or two.
Yep. Oh yeah. My wife is with her sister. She took her sister to the hospital. She had a hip replacement 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And it came out of socket like a month after that.
Oh, my goodness.
They popped it back in again, and they said, oh, you should be okay, you know. And then it happened again a couple of weeks after that.
Oh, my.
And they said, if it happens a third time, we're going to have to go back in again. And it happened a third time. So she's up there getting a hip. What they're doing is, apparently what they do is, it's not a replacement of the hip. They actually take the socket out, and they put some kind of a covering over the, making it thicker.
Yeah.
So that it'll stay in place more.
It's just like how I fix San Marco.
Yeah.
Games.
Hold on 1 second. I got somebody at the door. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry, I had to sign for a delivery.
My wife's
not home because she's with her sister. So, San Marcos?
Are you familiar with the San Marcos?
Oh yeah, very much so.
Yeah, you know, it looks like two macaroni shells side by side. And they twist, they turn. Well, it's only a wire that goes in between there.
With a little head on it or something, right?
That's exactly right. Well, that's the way it works. Well, what happens is when that chain gets broken, it pulls that hip socket. I mean, the socket out. And so the way I fix that is I put make the head on the post that goes in there a little bit bigger, just so that it's not.
How do you get at that? Isn't it like in a closed area?
Well, what I do is I put a jump ring, a soldered jump ring, slide it on onto that post.
Yeah.
Soldered so it doesn't open up, and then I push that into that socket there.
Oh, then that's interesting.
I laser weld that jump ring to the side where the socket is. So,
okay.
It's kind of. I don't know if I invented that. I don't think so. I probably got it from somebody. But I came up with that idea looking at a picture of a hip replacement. So I said, you know what? I believe I could fix that. So I don't know if that's what she's had it, but it sounds kind of like the same thing.
That's the way they described it. Yeah, very similar to that in that you know, and I think part of the problem for her more than anything is that she was 84 when she had the surgery. You know, she's pretty old, and, you know, I'm sure, women of that age have a tendency to have some forms of osteoporosis. You know, the bones aren't as strong or as dense as younger people are, so I think that's what happened. I think that the healing process, she probably doesn't have the ability to build enough bone material around the area in order to stabilize it well enough. And both times, all three times that her hip came out, she was doing next to nothing, just a small turn, reaching for something, nothing strenuous at all. But,
Do you go down?
What's that?
When that came out, did she go fall
down?
Yes.
Absolutely, she did. Yeah, she had no stability. When it comes out of the socket, it's like you're kicking the leg out of off a chair. There was nothing holding her up on that side, so she went right down with both. Both times she went down, she was like, I think holding, the last time it was a shopping cart, so she went down. But she didn't hit the ground hard. The other time she was hanging her coat up, and so she was able to, and that was at her house, she was able to grab the, the doorway of the closet to stop it. And then the other time, I forget what she was doing. I think she was home when it happened that time too. No, she was... She was getting in or out of her car, so she was in, so she had the car or something to do it.
Was there significant pain with that?
Oh, yeah. She said that, it was pain, and she could hear it, too, and so it scared the piss out of her,
Well, I have heard people say that when a hip breaks, it's kind of like shotgun blast now.
Holy crap, yeah. Fortunately, that didn't happen. It was just coming out of the socket. And what was crazy is all three times, what they did is they took an image of it, the one time they didn't even have to take an image of it. The guy was familiar enough, looking at it, knew exactly what happened. And what they did is they gave her a local anesthetic and popped it right back into place, and she was able to get up and walk. Go home right after that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, good luck to her.
I appreciate it. You too. Feel better.
I'll say a prayer for your sister-in-law that she gets over that quickly.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that. Anything I can do for you today?
No. Well, we've been open a couple of days. We've had probably a half a dozen customers.
Yeah.
Scraped our parking lot yesterday.
Right.
And the temp is up to about 40 today. So,
any
we'll
sun?
We'll get my yard at home is what's the driveway. Of course, that's where I fell.
Right.
But we decided
throw some salt down.
Well, cool. We've done all. It's just that thick. It's just not. Until the sun does its trick.
Yeah, you just need to get, there's not much you can do about it, They up this way and in different parts of the country, they have a derivative from beets. that's more effective than salt, and it doesn't damage cars. It's obviously more expensive than just salt. I mean, we have the Retsof salt mines here, in just maybe 25, 30 miles south of Rochester. There is caves, I mean, miles long of salt. There's no shortage of salt up this way. But they do, on certain parts of the thruway, use this beet derivative on there. And what's the thing with salt, salt's effective until you get down to, like, single digits, like teens and 20s. Yeah. It works great. And they mix it often with sand, too, to make it, stretch it a little bit further. But once it gets, like, into the single digits and lower, salt has almost no effect. Other than the fact that it's coarse, and you'll wind up having some bite to it just because it's coarse. But it doesn't really melt snow. And this beet stuff apparently is effective at low, very low temperatures. But it's not real common to use it up here because salt is so damn plentiful. It's brutal on cars.
down here, they say, yow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then when it's that thick, the salt's not going to do much. It'll melt the surface, but then it loses its effectiveness when you've got inch-thick salt or ice on the ground. Salt will do something, but not enough.
Well, last night when we went home, I just decided I was going to play the hell with the yard. We don't have a garage or carport, so we park in the driveway. We have a wide driveway.
Right.
So we cleared out, a friend of mine done it the other day, about 20 feet, cleared the ice out of the sidewalk, leading to the driveway. And so I just drove right off the end of the driveway towards the back door where it was clean, and I let Eleanor out where it was no ice.
Right.
And then I backed up, turned around, backed into the same spot.
So you can get out the same side she did.
I got out on the driver's side, but
in the same area.
Where it was the same area,
so
that worked. And of course, I'll probably say, "Why did I drive through that flower bed?"
What flower bed?
So,
all right, my friend. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Feel better. See you. Uh-huh. Bye bye.